Saved. My husband and I have space-bagged our genitalia, dried kelp bulbs and cowrie shells, and hung them in the spare bedroom closet. At Christmas, I nudge them aside to get to the egg carton of tiny glass, an angel, lamb, stars. Cleaning the junk drawer, I tell him, there's a Swedish woman who's working on breaking the human body down into plant food. Honey, that's what I want when I die. As a Jew, he replies, I believe our bodies must not be defiled, and writes, buy burial plots on the whiteboard. Well, I say, dumping out old Tupperware, as a Christian, we're already dust. God will remold me after I die. We climb the stairs to our bedroom and pull the eiderdown to our chins. There are no crashing waves here. The tide has receded, just dusting our lips with salt. Slowly, his hand smooths my hair. This is what we have, really. There's nothing to be saved.